Psalm 49, to the director, of the sons of Korah, a melody. Hear this, all you peoples. Give ear, all you inhabitants of the system of things, you sons of humankind as well as you sons of man, you rich one and you poor one together. My own mouth will speak things of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart will be of things of understanding. To a proverbial utterance I shall incline my ear. On a harp I shall open up my riddle. Why should I be afraid in the days of evil, when the very air of my supplanters surrounds me? Those who are trusting in their means of maintenance, and who keep boasting about the abundance of their riches, not one of them can by any means redeem even a brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. And the redemption price of their soul is so precious that it has ceased to time indefinite. That he should still live forever and not see the pit. For he sees that even the wise ones die. Together the stupid one and the unreasoning one perish, and they must leave to others their means of maintenance. Their inward wish is that their houses may be to time indefinite, their tabernacles to generation after generation. They have called their landed estates by their names. And yet earthling man, though in honor, cannot keep lodging. He is indeed comparable with the beasts that have been destroyed. This is the way of those who have stupidity, and of those coming after them who take pleasure in their very mouthings. Like sheep they have been appointed to Sheol itself. Death itself will shepherd them, and the upright ones will have them in subjection in the morning, and their forms are due to wear away. Sheol, rather than a lofty abode, is for each one. However, God himself will redeem my soul from the hand of Sheol, for he will receive me. Do not be afraid because some man gains riches, because the glory of his house increases, for at his death he cannot take along anything at all. His glory will not go down along with him himself. For during his lifetime he kept blessing his own soul. And people will laud you because you do well for yourself. His soul finally comes only as far as the generation of his forefathers. Nevermore will they see the light. Earthling man, although in honor, who does not understand, is indeed comparable with the beasts that have been destroyed.